So tonight, we're going to continue with what Pastor exhorted us on Sunday about preparing to receive. And we will be doing so by praying in the Spirit. So preparing to receive by praying in the Spirit, because we want to prepare our hearts. You know, it's one thing to be happy to see your mama. One, I remember when I was young, I'm the last born in my family. So whenever I was raised in the village, guys, so the village life is different, but it's very nice. So when my mama would go to, we used to call it Donyo, it's Dhoko, or however you call it in your language, as we call it Donyo. So when my mama would go to the market, I knew in her bag there is a mandazi. I knew. So I'm telling you that the whole day I'm doing my jigs myself, because I know she's coming with one. And I'm in my best act, because I know if I miss somehow, I might miss the mandazi. So as how I'm acting, I'm thinking I have to get my act together, because mama is coming from Donyo and she's loaded. She's coming loaded. So I want to prepare my spirit to receive all that she has. Yeah. So tonight I'm going to take very brief by the help of the Holy Spirit, so that we can really pray much in tongues. Want to pray much in tongues. Turn with me to Mark 4:24. I believe this should be in the New King James, but we'll see. Mark 4:24. It says, it's in the Amplified Classic. Yeah, Amplified Classic, please. Amplified Classic. Yeah. So it says, and he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. So who is going to receive more? Those who hear. Those who hear are the ones that are going to be receiving more. And Pastor, one of the points that Pastor gave us was to have an expectation. So for us to be able to hear, the scripture here is saying, be careful. What is to be careful? Pay attention. Have an expectation to receive what is going to be released in this place in the next couple of days. So it takes focus to develop expectation. If you're not focused, you will not develop expectation. Expectation is not automatic. There is some preparation that happens for your spirit to become expectant. Of course, I'm a mother, so I've gone through motherhood, and I thank God for that. But I remember them days. I think it should still be the same. When a mother is expectant, when a woman is expectant, I'm telling you, she thinks the whole world is expectant. All she talks about is her baby. I'm sure. No, those men are not here. But I'm sure some men will think, goodness, there's something more we can talk in this house other than this coming baby. Isn't it done? Because the whole life is centered about how she's feeling, how the baby is playing, how everything. I mean, the whole life is taken by the baby and preparing for the baby. Why? Because she's expectant. If you find an expectant mother that is not talking about the baby, something is very wrong. Because they get caught up in it, and everywhere you go, that's the topic. And now some of us who are not going to go through that again are wondering, guys, we've been through it. It's not as you know, as big as as you're making it to be. But to them, it's very big. It's very big because it's a serious journey that they are in. It's the same way in the spiritual realm. If you don't magnify your spiritual journey, you will not have the expectation to receive what God would like to deposit in us in this season. So we would like to magnify so that our expectation may become the focus of everything that we are doing. Okay? I'll give you another example. You've been here and you have seen how the mountain climbers magnify the mountain business. Okay? I'm not naming nobody other than Miss Rita. And if you're watching, I'm mentioning you. Because the other Sunday, she gave me a scripture and said, that's the scripture for the mountain goers. And today I said, I have the mic. Miss Rita, I have a scripture for you. Okay? So the mountain climbers get mesmerized about this mountain climbing. They are just talking about the gear. It's just talking, and I'm thinking, guys, it's mountain climbing and we are not going. Because some of you like me, sorry, Metrin, I know you're a mountain climber. But yeah, so some of us, the mountain climbers are mesmerized in that. Some of you who are like me, we are hanging on to Matthew 8:24. This is what it says. Jesus continued to sleep soundly in the boat. Okay, Miss Rita, I've answered you. So that's the thing. For all of us who are not mountain going, it's not that we don't want them to go, but we are like, can we talk another subject? Can we talk another subject? But do you know why they are so caught up? It's a big thing. I mean, I honor them. I really, I'm like, guys, you are built of another species going to the mountain. And yes, it is a big thing. But you see, they have to create that expectation, not just to motivate themselves, even as much as motivating themselves is good, but preparing their spirits. You've heard pastors speak and say that it takes a spiritual man to climb that mountain, because it will reach a point your spirit will carry the body. So that expectation, people who go through and get their victory, they have to build up the expectation so that nothing, they will lose nothing and they will miss nothing. Okay? So I will say that we must employ full focus in the area we desire to develop. If you're hard-hearted about your spirituality and your spiritual life, you will be enjoying trickles of blessings here and there. But the fullness of it is reserved for those who give themselves totally, wholly, unequivocally, and unlimited. They're like, if this is what the word says, I'm going to have it. So in preparing, in praying tonight, we are going to pray for full focus on this body, that we have a total attention to what the Lord has sent Pastor Carla and Ms. Terry Muson to come and teach this body. So we will employ full focus. The scripture says, they are saying, the measure you give will be the measure you receive. So the measure you give to the hearing, the focus, the attention, that will be the same measure that will be measured to you. Why? Because it's like when we used to go to the river. I told you I've been raised in the village. So one of our tasks every evening after school is go to the river and fetch some water for the cows. My father was a farmer, and he had many cows, and I don't like cows. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Oh, God, the amount of water we fetch from the river, and our place is hilly. So it's not like you're walking there and getting a jerrycan. It's like you're going down, and by the time you pour that, these cows have drunk it all. So my brother and I had gotten an idea. One of you hold the cows, until we know, we hear my father's car is about to come. So when we hear him hoot, is when we will release the cows to go to the trough. Because if he came and he found there is no water in the water trough, you're going to the river at night. That's how I've been raised. I like it. It disciplined me and it created gusto in me because you had to survive. So depending on the container you carried, that's what informed how much trips you would go. So even from a very young age, I would carry 20-liter jerry can because I don't want to go so many trips. It's the same principle. The measure of your hearing, the capacity you will create within your spirit to hear, will inform how much of the spiritual water you will be able to receive. Okay? So the onus is on us, guys. So the lovers of God give their utmost attention to the life of the spirit. They know, this is where my source, my life, my healing, my deliverance, my provision, my increase, all of it will only come from the word and prayer. So they give it their undivided all because they understand how important it is. Okay? So Timothy 4:16 says, well, part A, I'll just read part A so you may go there or not go there. It says, give careful attention to your spiritual life. I believe it's either in the Amplified Classic or the TPT. Give careful attention to your spiritual life. Give careful attention to your spiritual life. That's what the version I read says. I believe it's the Amplified Classic. It's the part A. What you pay attention to forms the compass of your life. Whatever you pay attention to, it forms the compass of your life. How do we have fanatics of football? Why do you think they became fanatical? Because they give complete attention to football. I used to work with people when I was in UK. All their vacation is dedicated to football matches. And they will pay flights to go to all these countries, wherever the English team would be going, they are paying from their own pocket and their leave. So they didn't, all their leave went to football. And I'm thinking, guys, do you not have some life? Football. And I had a son, my younger son was a very good footballer and he wanted to join. I think there was somebody who had scouted him to go, he was still young, so to go start training. I said, sweetheart, I love you, but I cannot sell my life to football. Because, you know, at that young age, wherever they go, you have to take them. And usually they would go do football training on Sundays. I said, I love you, but honestly, I'm not selling my life to a leather ball. Because it takes everything, really. It takes everything, isn't it? All of you football lovers and followers, I've never watched a full match all my life. I don't understand it. But yeah, I don't understand. A full match, no, I don't. But all of you, you will know. It's like we are glued here. So you give whatever you pay attention to forms the compass of your life. So if you give your full attention to the word and prayer, why would it not form the compass of your life? It would. Yeah. Listen to Isaiah 28:23. It says, Isaiah 28:23, give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my speech. What does it take to give ear? To attention. How do you hear his voice? Through attention. How would you listen to hear? Through attention. Isn't it, Professor Kabaji? When you sit in that hall of 600 students and you're teaching your lesson, is everybody hearing? Not necessarily. It matters who is listening. That's why you are in the same class. Some of us came out with a C. Some of us came out with an A. Some of us came out with an A. You understand? Yeah, we don't call it. We call it A just to glorify it. But it says they were in the same class. But because what the ear they were giving is what determined what they brought out. So in this particular case that we are in, we are preparing to hear God's speech through our beloved pastor. You know, we know Pastor Kala is a wonderful teacher of the word. And so I can only imagine 5 years that she's not been here, the deposits that are within her. The question is, how will she know how to draw? Or how what to release? Because I can imagine she has so much. But do you know how it can happen? When we pray tonight in the spiritual realm, we are saying that we are agreeing with the plan of heaven. Because remember, heaven already has determined, it actually has the blueprint for Sunday and the next 3 Sundays. And all the Sundays in our life. So us as a people of faith, we pray to draw what heaven has already put in the blueprint of the Sunday service. So that way, Pastor Kala will be able to release, Miss Terry Muson will be able to release what we have been praying in faith to receive from God. The scripture that says that whatever you lose in heaven must be already what heaven has lost. So we don't ask heaven to give us just what we want. We ask heaven to give us what the Lord has determined for us. Because he says he's the one who has made ready and prepared the path that we should walk in. So there is that spiritual matter that he would like us to receive as we pray. And therefore we will be drawing it by faith from the speakers. Okay? So that's part of our prayers tonight. So I know for their part, they are prepared. They have the deposits of the Spirit of what they want to say. But do you know we can make such a demand that even them, they will go out saying, I didn't even think I would say something like that. But why did they say? Because we are so connected with the Spirit of God and the deposits of heaven that because this body is so ready to draw, out of their bellies will flow rivers of life-giving that they did not even put in their notes to give us. But because God knows we need them and we have been asking for them, he is so gracious to care for us, to release them for us. So we are believing God for the release of the utterances of our prayers that will go beyond what you and I think or what Pastor Kara and Terry Muson know, but what God has planned for this body. That's one of part of our prayers tonight. So our spirits, Pastor spoke about, we are a reception. Our spirits are a reception. So we are receiving what God would like to release for us. Listen to Acts 3:5. I'm sure Pastor dwelt on that scripture. It says that, so he gave the, I won't read the whole, if we started from verse 1, we'll get the gist of it, but I remember Pastor spoke it on Sunday, so I'm just going to verse 5 that says, so he gave them his attention. We are talking about the man that used to sit at the temple. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. How did he receive his healing? He was expectant. He was expectant. He was probably not expectant to receive his healing. He was expectant to receive some money. That's what the scripture talks about. But because he was expectant, and that's what I'm saying, when your spirit is expectant, you receive more than you're believing for. You receive what God wants you to receive, not necessarily what you want to receive. You understand? So somebody might be praying in this area, and really they are believing to receive in that area. But you can receive in that area and more. or you can receive in this other area that will cover this area that you thought is what you needed. This man thought he needed money, but he got healing, and with the healing, he could go and make his money, unlimited money, without necessarily coming tomorrow at the temple to borrow from another group of people. You understand? So that is why expectation is critical, because it goes beyond what you think. So one of the scriptures we know well about praying is Ephesians 6. Let's go to Ephesians 6. We'll read it in the Passion Translation. Ephesians 6, we'll read 17 to 18. It says, embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance. Right there, I want you to note, salvation is composed of full deliverance. Salvation is not just I'm born again. It is composed of full deliverance. Like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies, and take the mighty razor sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Pray passionately in the spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times, and pray the blessings of God upon all believers. Pastor said on Sunday that we sensitize our spirits to receive. Sensitize our spirits to lay hold of salvation's full deliverance. There's a lot of good that salvation encompasses, but it is only revealed and released to the extent that our spirits are sensitive to what it is. You understand? So when you have a sensitive spirit, one of the ways to sensitize your spirit is in worship, really. I find that works so well. When you're thinking, I have all these things, I don't even know how to start praying. But as you start with your worship, even in your private cubicles, when you start with your worship, by the time your spirit is now so focused on God, it becomes so easy to find your cue of prayer. Am I the only one? Or you all experience so? So even when you didn't know there are too many things that you need to pray, but you find that as you worship God, because your spirit becomes sensitive to the Holy Spirit within you, then he starts cueing you on who you're praying for and how you're praying for, and what scripture you're depending on to make that prayer or that request. So he said we sensitize our spirit. So this scripture says here, that we protect our thoughts from lies. So what does that mean? We guard our thoughts by strengthening our spirit. When your spirit is weak, your mind takes over. And you know what? Which is the avenue that the enemy uses most? Is our mind. So he puts lies in our minds to try to contest from the flow of the spirit. But when your spirit is so full, because it's sensitive to the word of God and spiritual prayers, it can very easily identify and answer the lies of the enemy. So we have to guard our spirits so that we are able to identify and counteract the lies of the enemy. So the stronger your spirit becomes, the more your mind now starts thinking like the mind of God. And therefore, it's very easy to hear the teaching that will come forth, and you're able to grasp it. Why? Because your spirit and your mind are in tandem. There's a harmony between your spirit and your mind. Why? Because you have allowed your spirit to take the upper hand. For lack of a better word, if there is a scale that they measure things with, your spirit is taking the stronger part. So it can lay hold of your mind, and then it's easier to understand the teaching, that the teachings that the Lord would be releasing to us. So, and why is this important? Because the limiter to the fullness of what God has for us is us. It's not God, it's not the devil. The limiter to the life of the Spirit is just us. That's it. That's why you are to employ yourself to the life of expectancy and hearing, so that you can remove all limitations. The devil is not that strong. He isn't. He's already a defeated foe. He has no power. All he does is lie. The devil doesn't have the power. God has released the blessings to us. So where is the missing link? It's us. So we are the limiter. But that's why as we sensitize our spirits, you know, we start becoming strong. And then we are able to connect with that which we are able to embrace the power of God, because we are focusing. So the believer's heart must desire God in order to experience his blessing. The last part of that scripture says that pray the blessings of God upon all believers. It is very good that we pray for them. But what are we praying for? Not really the blessing, but for their hearts to desire God, isn't it? Because God is not withholding anything from anybody, but it's their hearts that we are targeting, so that their hearts are tenderized to be able to grasp this life of the Spirit. Then the blessings of God will start manifesting. Listen to what James 4:8 say in support of that point, that the believer's heart must desire God. James 4:8 says, the Passion Translation, it could be, you all keep forgiving me, because I forget to quote which version I read, but I'm getting there. It says, move your heart closer and closer to God, and he will come even closer to you. But make sure you cleanse your life, you sinners, and keep your heart pure and stop doubting. Point number one of Pastor on Sunday was about cleansing, isn't it? So this is what James is telling us. How are we going to cleanse our lives? By moving closer and closer to God. Do you see whose responsibility it is to move closer? It's us. Otherwise, the scripture would have said, God will draw you and draw you and draw you until you get closest to him. But James was saying, move your heart. It's a decision you make to move closer to God. I must decide that I'm desiring God. Because if I'm not desiring God, I'm telling you, we cannot keep praying over and over and over, and nothing is happening. I have a friend, a very dear friend. For many years we've been friends. She's an English lady, and we talk a lot often. So I think it's Monday. We were talking on Monday, and we're prayer partners, so we share a lot of things. So as we were ending our two-hour conversation, we talk a lot. We are ladies. She's 70. And I am heading there, so we have a lot in common. So we were talking, and she was saying, "So, Ruth, please continue praying for her husband." And I say, "So, what is happening this time?" She said, "You know, he's still very disinterested in God. He doesn't like the things of." Oh, we were talking about fellowship, and then she is saying, I'm not being able to attend fellowship because I don't want to leave my husband alone. And I say, why don't you go with him? You know, he's disinterested in the things of God. So please, and I've been praying, and I know I've told you in the past, let's be praying that God will change his heart. And I just found, you all forgive me because I'm very direct. And I said, sweetheart,
We prayed for 20 years. We have prayed for 20 years. I'm not saying we are giving up, but can you kindly take another step of asking him, are you interested in God? Because, you know, we can be praying for and somebody is not interested. And I gave her this scripture. And I told her, because loving God is a choice. Literally, loving God, being passionate about God, being radical for God is a choice. Because if somebody doesn't want, so I was actually telling her this, and I was telling her, if he does not want to go to fellowship, why would you not go? He said, no, but you see, I don't want to leave him alone. I said, then you know what you're doing. You're choosing him over God. Yeah, I did. I said, you're choosing him over God. You're making him a God. Because if he does not want God, why would you not want God to pacify him? He said, but he'll be lonely. I said, okay, the choice is yours, just as the choice is his. So you have to choose, do you want fellowship or do you want, and he's a lovely, honestly, very lovely man. But you know, you can be lovely but not godly. Yeah, you can be lovely and not godly. And God doesn't hate you, but it's up to somebody to decide. So I'm saying this to emphasize the fact that you have to desire the depth of the Spirit for you to experience the deepness of the things of God. I'll give still another example with these guys. Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday. How do they develop their worship skill? By practice, isn't it? It's the same thing. So for us to experience the depth of the life of the Spirit, we have to be intentional about desiring it. I know we pray, and I know Pastor prays for us, and I know others pray for us, but if we are disinterested, we can keep praying, but it may not. We probably will get there one day, but we'll have wasted so many opportunities along the way. Do you understand my heart, brethren? I'm not saying that we can't pray for people, but they have to be desiring, because the Bible is saying, as you move your heart closer to God, you know, I visualize it this way. As I make one step, he makes 10 steps. So he accelerates it, because he's ever desiring that nobody will perish, but that we may all come to the saving grace of God. So he is the initiator of it. But then there has to be a corresponding response from me to desire him and to want him, so that we can now be in harmony. Okay? So, and that scripture also says there that we stop doubting. Why? Because a doubting heart cannot receive much from God. One of the hindrances of the life of the Spirit and many believers is just the doubt. They don't think they doubt, but they doubt. You know them that say, tutajua tukiona. Kama mtajua mkiona hamtaona. Because the life of the Spirit is faith. Faith is not visible with the physical eyes. Okay? So we believe because it's said in the scripture. So we are believing that even this season that God is sending us, the speakers from USA, it's a special deposit that we are receiving. So we are not saying, okay, we will know whether it is special when it comes. We are praying to make it special. We are sowing seeds of faith to believe that it's going to be special for us. And there are special deliverances that will happen, special miracles that will happen, revelations of higher levels. Remember, God keeps telling us, come up higher. There is a higher level that God is always calling us. Why? Because he says, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my ways, because his are higher. That does not mean we cannot attain his high thoughts, but we have to desire and to stop doubting so that we can keep climbing, and one day we will reach there. Amen. Hebrews 9, 6 in the Passion Hebrews 6, 9 in the Passion Translation says, even though we speak like this, I remember we have different versions. Even though we speak like this, beloved, we are fully convinced that there are more beautiful and excellent things which flow from your salvation. Can you see what package we have? It's a package that has excellent flows to fill up our lives. Whatever it is that we are believing for, it is a package of the salvation that God has already released to us. So there is a lot more that is available to us. I don't know about you, but there is a lot more that I'm desiring. There is a lot more that I would like. I'm not talking about material things, even though they are good also. But I'm talking about just the life of the Spirit. There is more depth that I would like to have. The Bible talks about the giftings that have been given to the body, the gifts of healing, the gifts of prophecy, the gifts of working of miracles. There are so many gifts that we can aim for so that we don't stay contented with the status quo. You understand? So we keep reaching for more of them. How do we do that? I would say spiritual prayers activate the life within to be able to manifest outward. So that's why I'd like us tonight to make spiritual prayers so that we can tap from what we are believing for. So I'm moving quickly because I can see time is running. Okay, Jude 1:20 in the New King James Version says, because we are looking to build up ourselves in preparing ourselves. It says, Jude 1:20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. How do we build up ourselves? Praying in the Holy Spirit. What are we doing? Sensitizing, preparing ourselves, creating an expectation in our spirit. In the Amplified Classic, it says, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher. So it's an acceleration of the life of the Spirit. Okay? So build up yourself, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. So we are not just where we were in December, and we are not just where we were last week. We want to shift further. And it says, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. That's what we want to do tonight. The Passion Translation says there that build yourself constantly and progressively. Did you see a stop somewhere? No. It's progressively and constantly. Praying in the Spirit is one of the greatest keys in preparing our spiritual lives. And Pastor Davis admonished us again to sensitize our spirits. What is that? We are positioning our spirit to receive what the Lord is sending to us in the coming weeks. So my final scripture is 1 Corinthians 2. You all know this scripture very much. 1 Corinthians 2, 11 to 13, New King James Version. It says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. That's what Ephesians 1:3 says, that God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. So that means as we pray in the Spirit tonight, we are accessing the things that have been freely given to us. So are you ready to pray tonight? Yes, please stand up. We pray. I like us to pray in tongues. We are praying to prepare our hearts, sensitize our hearts. We are praying for the speakers. We are praying for Pastor Carla. We are praying for Miss Terry Milson. We are praying for Pastor Davis. That's in line with Ephesians 6:19. We didn't read that, but it says, and pray for me that utterances may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. They are coming carrying the good news of the gospel. So that's the whole idea. Okay, so we are believing God to draw from what they have. And then number three, we are praying for the congregation to walk in honor. Pastor Davis spoke a lot about that on Sunday. So we are going to pray, and then maybe two or three people will come and just make declarations. So Father, tonight, we are willing vessels in your house. We are willing vessels to partner and to collaborate with what your spirit would like to be done in this holy temple, in the next weekend and in the coming weeks, oh God. So as we pray tonight, God, we are reminded that we may not know how to pray, but because we have the all-knowing, the executor of the will of God within us, the Holy Spirit, he takes our utterances of faith, and then he uses our tongues, and we are able to pray according to God. So as we engage in spiritual prayers, we do so by faith, O God, and we believe that your spirit is leading and guiding us in Jesus' wonderful name. Let's just pray in tongues for some minutes. Rekeshen deribabasaya. Oh, we thank you for your blood. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Anybody who wants to come and pray, please? Any volunteer to pray tonight? Please.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we honor you and we bless your holy name. Thank you for the word that has been sown in our hearts and that it produces 100-fold. Father, we thank you for sensitizing our spirits, preparing our hearts for as good ground to receive your word, and that seed that will come into our hearts will produce 100-fold. Thank you, Father, that on Sunday there are such words of wisdom that will be released. We thank you, Father, for answers to long-held promises. We thank you, Father, for ancient parts being pointed out, that, Lord, we get back to the ancient parts. We thank you, Father, for eyes being opened, O Lord. We thank you, Father, for the riches of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, O God. We thank you, Father, for illuminating the eyes of our imagination, flooding us with light, O God, that, Father, we are able to perceive your will. We are able to see your will. We are able to perceive what that which you have called us to do. We thank you, Father, that we are able to perceive and to understand the immeasurable, the unlimited, the surpassing greatness of your power in us and for us. Thank you for pointing us back to the ancient past. Thank you, Father, for the open doors as we hear your word, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for correction. Thank you, Father, for your love being poured out on us, O God. Thank you, Father, for supernatural strength coming to your people, but also upon the ministers, O God. We thank you, Father, for Terry Mason, O God. Thank you, Father, for the word that you've put in her. We declare she is bold to declare your word. The Father, your people are so ready. The Lord, we draw even that which we had not thought about. We thank you, Father, for your wonderful goodness. Thank you, Father, for riches from heaven. Just be your people drawing them into our hearts, O God. Your word says that you have lavished upon us every spiritual blessing. And so, Father, on Sunday, thank you so much that, Father, there's such an abundance. There's a spiritual rain of all the things that you have prepared for your people. Lord, we don't just just receive whatever will be said. We draw even more. And we thank you, Father. Even the children are impacted, oh God. Everyone that will be in this place, oh God. Thank you for transformed lives. Thank you, Father, for miracle signs and wonders. We thank you, Father, for such goodness, such power. Your power that is so unlimited. Your power at work. Yes, angelic activity taking place in the mighty name of Jesus. People being delivered, oh God. The lame walking. Father, answers being received. We thank you so much for your power and your purposes being completed, your purposes being accomplished in this service. We thank you so much, Lord, for every work of the Spirit that is taking place now until Sunday and moving forward. We thank you for the mighty work of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. Oh, the Bible reminds us over and over that it was the atonement for our lives. And it is ever living and is powerful. The same blood, oh Lord, is available to us and to every visitor, their feet on the blessed land of Kenya. So, Father, we cover the 29 of them right now with the blood of Jesus. We command angelic ministry upon their travel, right from their home, so God. That's the transition through various airports. And as they are checking in the hotel where they will be staying, Father, we declare angelic ministry. They are guarded and guided by the Spirit of God. We command a hedge of protection around the hotel, O God, that there will be no mishaps or any incidences over that entire group, oh God. They have volunteered themselves to come to be a blessing to the nation of Kenya. And therefore, we command the soul of Kenya to receive them. And in the name of Jesus, we bless everything that they will eat, everything that they will drink, the means of transport that they will use, every location that they will step their feet, oh God. We declare it is anointed and it is sanctified to receive those that carry whose feet carry the gospel of the good news. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, we declare they will have their best time, oh God, ever out of their nation of America. All of them except one, they are coming to Kenya for the very first time, oh God. So we declare, oh Lord our God, that by your Spirit they will love Kenya. They will see the glory of God. So we call Kenya a glorious nation. We call Kenya an anointed nation, oh God. While they are here and after they leave, oh Lord our God, we declare peace of God that surpasses all understanding over the road network, over the airwaves of this nation, oh God. And therefore we declare hospitality of the highest level, even as they enter the port of JKIA and in the hotel when they come here, oh God, and wherever else in the projects of Orphans Promise where they will be going. High level hospitality. May they leave nation with a testimony that the people of Kenya are God-fearers, oh God. We command nobody will take advantage of them. There will be nobody begging them in this nation, oh God. Everybody seeing them will be wanting to be a blessing to them, that they may carry a good testimony of how the Lord has worked and changed the life of Kenyans, oh God. So we thank you. Thank you for Pastor Carla for all those 3 weeks that she will be here, oh God, our Father. Oh, a joyous time. A joyous time as people meet her, as she meets her congregation, oh God. A joyous time, oh God. Each one of them, oh Lord, our God, will cause her heart to leap with joy because they will demonstrate the life of faith that she has sowed here over the years and that Pastor Davis has continued to sow. Oh Lord, our God, may she be gratified with what she finds, how she finds Victory Faith Congregation. May she come and
receive the growth, the spiritual growth, the emotional growth, the material growth. May every growth, oh God, impact her life, oh God, as she sees the fruit of her faithfulness over the years, oh God. We thank you, our Father, that she will enjoy her time here. We declare divine health is her portion. The climate of Kenya receives our pastor in the name of Jesus. Thank you for everybody that will relate with Pastor Carla, will be a glad tighter carrier, oh God. We are carriers of the good news, and our pastor will come home and say, oh, the Lord has done wonderful things. Thank you for joy in the congregation, even to encourage her, Lord, not just her, but the truth and the integrity of the word that we have been feeding, being demonstrated as the demand is required, oh God. We thank you, we bless you, we lift up Pastor Davis, oh God. He will be the main host, oh Lord, our Father. We ask for the strength of God upon him. We ask for the favor of God to be upon him. Words of wisdom, words of knowledge, oh God. The spirits of the Lord speak in through him, oh God, that whatever question will be asked, oh God, he has the right answer, but not just the right answer, the spiritual answer, oh Lord, our God, because life is spiritual. Out of belly shall ooze words of wisdom, oh God, that it will be just a wonderful dinner to host Pastor Carla. We thank you, oh God. We anticipate a wonderful time in the coming weeks, oh God, because what your spirit begins, the Bible says you are faithful to complete. Again, we thank you as a congregation tonight, oh God, for what you have done at HLA. The dedication service of the upper classrooms, oh God, is a testimony of the great grace of our God. And we are cognizant that there is no limitation to the life of faith. We have watched with our eyes, oh God, even the beginning, the genesis of this school, and now we are seeing the fruitfulness of the Spirit of God working wonders even in this compound. To you be the glory, to you be the praise, to you be the honor, to your name, oh God. May everything that will be done in the coming days, oh God, be to lift up the name of Jesus, because only you has done what you have done, and we are in all and one of what you have done, oh God. So let our life celebrate even to the end of the visitors going and moving forward, God, because we have seen the doings of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight. We thank you tonight in Jesus' wonderful name.